Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No Doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for, wow, it's already November 17th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. We believe the checks and balances put in place by our founders, absolutely brilliant, and certainly the solution to the problems we face, ladies and gentlemen. Man, have we got a road to hoe to get it done to restore America, though. We don't want a revolution. Those rarely turn out well, but a reformation, a restitution of the greatest country on the face of the earth certainly would make sense to us. Now, Kirk Cosby's not with me, ladies and gentlemen. He's spending some family time. He's traveling and visiting family members, etc. He will be back with us live tomorrow, so have no fear about that. You will hear your buenos dias without, too much disruption, okay? And if you want to get a hold of Raw Honey, he's still on his cell phone taking your calls at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. And you say, Kurt, I need some Raw Honey for Thanksgiving, and he'll take good care of you on that. You can also ask him about the scientifically backed free vigor test if you want. Get a hold of Kurt and say, hey, I want to learn about the scientifically backed free vigor test. I want more energy in my life. And after you take the free test, then you can, with Natural Health and Healing Solutions, learn a whole lot more about how to have energy in your life. All right, PowerMall.com. ThePowerMall.com, folks. They got Super Silver, 10% off. Grown by Nature, 10% off. Natural Medicine, A Survivor's Guide. It's a DVD, normally $39.95. $31.96 on sale right now. ThePowerMall.com. Water Salt, The Essence of Life. It's a book, normally $17.50, but on sale for $14 right now. I'm just telling you, good stuff everywhere. You got the Needy Pot for Better Health. Normally it's $9.95, but on sale for $7.96. Salt Your Way to Health. It's a book, folks. Normally $18, now $14. It's on sale. Himalayan salt products, 20% off. Man, they got a bunch of cool stuff. You want to learn about Lee Harvey Oswald? Me and Lee is the name. How I Came to Know and Love and Lose Lee Harvey Oswald. On sale for 1976. Well, that's a pretty good date, 1976, huh? It's actually the price of the book. Get a hold of it, Me and Lee. Let's see, you got book recipes for vibrant health. You got teas, tonic, oils, salves, tinctures, and more. Natural remedies for the entire family. It's by Rosemary Gladstar. It's on sale for $13.56. Man, there's just all kinds of cool stuff at the Power Mall. They got Seeds of Destruction in the Hidden Agenda of Genetic Manipulation. Wow. Normally $24.95. On sale for $22.46. It's a 10% savings. How about year-round indoor salad gardening? How to grow nutrient-dense soils. You can sprout greens, etc. Cool stuff. It's on sale for $26.96. All right. Anyway, there's a lot of stuff going on. Dr. Ed's group, special colon cleanse, liver, gallbladder, kidney, parasite cleanse. I'm just telling you right now, they got a special because it's coming back. I guess it's only $69.95. It gets even better, huh? All right. It just goes on and on. Eye Care Revolution. You got this chili pepper powder. This is one that I want to get. Chili pepper powder, 16-ounce bag normally. 22. Now it's only $17.60. All right. It goes on and on. You got some cool stuff. I even got new from Humana. This is pretty cool. New from Humana. Organic milk powder. So powdered milk, but it tastes great. Think about it. It's hormone-free. Wow. Yeah. You may ask them about it when you get a hold of the Power Mall. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you. Go to thepowermall.com or to place an order immediately. You can place an order online, by the way. Or you can dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. All right, I digress. I just wanted to promote a few of those specials, thepowermall.com. We are absolutely grateful for their support. Without further ado, recap of yesterday's broadcast is in order. We had our guest on, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. And Sam started out the broadcast yesterday, or I should say I started out. Yours truly started out the broadcast yesterday by talking about three of my favorite Christmas movies. And the three Christmas movies that I recommend that are number one, A Song for the Season. A Song for the Season. Christmas Angel. And the other one is The Christmas Card. So The Christmas Card, Christmas Angel, and A Song for the Season. Lowell finally sees the movie War Room and really liked it. The movie War Room focuses on answers to numerous problems we face as families, communities, and countries. What are those three? Well, love, forgiveness, and honesty. Three key attributes of the Savior Jesus Christ, I might add. Prayer in the War Room was prominent as well. Prayer is a mighty tool, says Lowell Nelson, that enables mankind to approach the Creator, to thank Him for His tender mercies, and then to importune Him for His protection and grace. Wow, boy, do I agree with that. We also talked about the John Birch Society speaker, Jim Fitzgerald. And Jim used to be a police officer back in the day. That was back when the policemen were actually your friend. They were peace officers, right? Well, anyway, Jim came to Utah and spoke. Lowell reported on it on Liberty Roundtable Live. And we talked about the threat of a national police force is indeed a serious one. And one that we must vigorously oppose and condemn. We don't want a national police force, folks. Leave it local. Remember, your local county sheriff is the key. He can intercede in your behalf and protect you, the citizen, from out-of-control belligerent government. From enemies foreign and domestic, I think is how the founders put it, huh? Terrorist attacks in Paris, France? We're serious, folks. Our prayers are indeed for the people in France, particularly the families of those who were killed or wounded in the terrorist attacks last Friday. What they experienced is tragic, ladies and gentlemen, and we certainly grieve with them. But we must also learn from this experience, or it'll likely be repeated in the UK and or, heaven forbid, in the United States of America. Seven terrorists were trained and armed with fully automatic weapons. And they managed in less than 30 minutes to kill 129 people and wound nearly 500 citizens that night. Nearly 70 dead or wounded per terrorist. Wow. Paris, believe it or not, has some of the strictest gun control laws in the world. So strict that even the police are not armed. Now, some listeners emailed us about this when we brought this up yesterday and said, it isn't actually true, Sam. They do have some guns in the country. You can be a member of certain clubs. There's certain very restrictive ways that you can have limited access to firearms. And so to say it's a complete blackout gun-free zone isn't quite true. Well, okay, you might be right, but I submit to you that it's a de facto gun-free zone. It's so hard to get weapons. In fact, where were some of these exceptions when they were so needed last Friday night? So I get the exceptions they're talking about, but for the most part, the whole country is a gun-free zone. The first lesson that we could and should learn from this situation is that gun control laws only disarm the innocent and prevent them from halting the murders of their countrymen and saving their own lives. If the citizenry in France was armed, The attackers would not have been able to kill more than just a few people before they got stopped. Remember that more guns means less crime. More guns in the hands of innocent, good, law-abiding people. ISIS, also known as the Islamic State, claimed responsibility for these acts. So you got to ask yourself, who created ISIS, huh? The answer is, unfortunately, the West, led by the United States government. The second lesson we could and should learn from this situation is that bombing, droning, killing, fighting, and intervening in the Middle East is just stirring up a hornet's nest. That was Hour 1 of Liberty Roundtable Live. The recap of yesterday's Hour 2 in seconds on your favorite talk station.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Yes, indeed, it is Liberty Roundtable Live. I am Sam Bushman. Hope you're all doing marvelous. So we're in the middle of the recap of yesterday's broadcast. It's still available on demand on your Roku player. Look in the special interest section of your Roku. And look for the Liberty News Radio channel. Put it on your home screen, and you can listen to live and on-demand radio at your fingertips free. Liberty Roundtable Live there, no doubt. And we're talking about Hour 2 now, yesterday's broadcast. It's available on the Roku player, but also online at libertyroundtable.com. We had our guest on, Miss Becky Akers. She's the author of Hailstorm. That's a book about Nathan Hale, one of the greatest patriots ever known. And Abducting Arnold, a book about Benedict Arnold with some interesting facts that you may not know. They're both revolutionary new novels. Buy them before they're banned. They make great Christmas gifts and more. And we brought up the question at the start of the hour with Becky. Does God, I'm going to say that again, does God still speak to us today? If so, how, when, and where? It's a great, in my opinion, important question to really consider. Does God speak to us today? If he does, how, when, where? Now, Becky believes that God only speaks through the Bible. And I want to explain something to you guys about how I interview guests. If I have a disagreement with a guest, I usually will express my opinion, but I won't push the envelope, and I won't cause a fight, and I won't create an argument. It isn't Jerry Springer Radio. It's not how we roll. I know that controversy people like, and it's fun to mock people and slam people, and people love that stuff, but I don't. I think it's disrespectful. And I don't do that to guests. And that's why, you know what, any guest could come on this program and they would get treated with dignity and respect. Even if Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama or some of these people came on the broadcast, I might ask them a few hard questions. I think that's fair. But I would not argue and disagree and cause a big old to-do. I don't believe that's great radio. I believe appropriate, respectful dialogue about one's views is the most effective. And you, my fellow listeners and friends, are capable of deciding which pros, which arguments, which views you agree with, or which cons, which things you don't agree with, and why. You're capable, if we have a fair, long-form discussion about an issue, to really make up your own mind of what arguments were compelling, what arguments you believe don't have relevancy, etc. You're capable of that, and I have absolute confidence that you can do that. So I disagree with Becky. She believes that only the Bible is the only source for guidance from God, if you will. And I personally don't agree with her. I don't speak for God. But you know what? God says in what? James chapter 1, verse 5, if you lack wisdom, ask God. And he'll give you liberally, and he'll upbraideth not. In other words, he won't abuse you or be mad at you. He'll give you the answers to your questions that you ask him in prayer. And I believe that modern revelation does exist. And the Bible is a great source for information by all means. And certainly you're not going to get revelation and guidance that contradicts truth. In other words, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever might be the best way to say it. It's not going to be all conflicting information. But I submit to you that there is God's guidance and revealed truth in modern times to people. Another place in the scriptures, in addition to saying, if you lack wisdom, ask of God, and he'll giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. That's a pretty direct way to say you ask God something and he'll give you back an answer. Another way to say it is, you know, we read in the Bible that, you know what? God revealeth his secrets to his servants, the prophets. If God had prophets in days of old, would he all of a sudden just not speak anymore? A lot of people say, yep, God doesn't speak anymore. And my response is, I don't know that I'd speak for God so quickly. So it isn't a matter of if you agree with me or disagree with me. I bring this all up because, you know what, I don't argue with the guests, though. Becky felt very strongly about that. I brought up that I felt like revelation is possible and there could be great guidance from God outside of biblical doctrine or biblical references, etc. But I believe God does speak to us today. I really do. And I know some would say, Sam, that's anti-Christian. I don't think so. I don't think so at all. All right. We talked about the attack in France yesterday a bit, but we didn't drill into it enough, I don't think. But it is state-sponsored terror. The question that Liberty Roundtable columnist Tony Cartolucci had was, which state? Huh? Refugees are political pawns, LRT columnist Henry Macko echoes. So, you know what? We got a big problem. The ACLU is rolling out new phone apps to turn your phone into a citizen body cam. The scary part about that is all the information just goes straight. I kid you not, straight to the ACLU of all people. Do you trust those guys? I certainly don't. All right. Is the Paris terrorist attack a false flag? I don't know for a fact, but I'm seeing more and more information and evidence that it is. Now some people are saying that it appeared online. I kid you not, that it appeared online, the details of the attack before it happened. I don't know how factual that is. We're digging into it now. Others are saying, look at all these facts. This is a pattern of a terrorist attack. I'm waiting for Joel Skousen, World Affairs Brief, to come out and talk about that. And I'm working on getting more information about that. I think it's very likely that it's a false flag attack, but I don't have the evidence and the proof yet, and I'm careful to gain information first. But I'm going to ask the question, is the Paris terrorist attack a false flag? Was it even a terrorist attack? Well, it all depends on how you define terrorist, right? All right, looks like ex-star for Two and a Half Men, Charlie Sheen, says that he is HIV positive. So Charlie Sheen says that he's HIV positive. Now, here's what's fascinating about this story, in my humble opinion. I don't know how Charlie became HIV positive. But 9 times out of 10, it's either drug use or illicit sex. I'm not going to say you can't get it any other way, but those are the primary ways. And I really want to speak to the moral side of this discussion. How many people are going to bring up this story and then bring out the morality side of this thing? If we obey God's laws and we are only involved sexually with the legally and lawfully, the legal and lawful person that we're married to, husband and wife, what's the likelihood we're going to end up with AIDS or become HIV positive? Now, don't call me and tell me there's a difference between AIDS and HIV positive. I understand. I'm just saying, what's the likelihood? And if you're not doing illicit drugs and stuff like that, what's the likelihood? All right. If you have a heterosexual monogamous relationship and you don't do drugs, what are the likelihood that you get AIDS? Is it possible? Yes, it is. Is it very likely? No, it's not. So it's a sad deal for Charlie. All right, who do I send the ticket to is the question cops are asking now, folks. I guess cops pulled over a Google self-driving car, and they don't know what the heck to do now. What do you think of that? Weird story, huh? The cops pull over a Google car, nobody's in it. They're wondering who they give the ticket to, and I guess my question is, what law did the car break? Do inanimate objects violate laws, folks? Well, yeah, if that car was speeding, it broke the law. All right, who made the car speed? The computer programmer? Did the computer programmer break the law, or did the car break the law? You got a lot of tough questions with these self-driving vehicles, these autonomous vehicles and such. Let's drill into that a little bit more. Then we'll talk about Ben Carson. We got a whole lot coming up. Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our 0-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to have to bust out and bring some common sense to the cops here. Who do I send the ticket to, the cop asks. Cops pull over Google self-driving car. Is the car guilty of breaking laws, people? Or is it the computer programmer that broke the law that let the car not, you know, obey all the rules properly and such? What about the company Google that owns the vehicle? Yeah, that's the responsible party, folks. Remember, Mitt Romney's the one that taught us. I shouldn't say he taught us. All right, I'm just kidding. He's the one that made it common knowledge that, you know what, corporations are people too. So Google's a person, and Google was guilty. But it really brings up the question, hey, what about the no harm, no foul doctrine? Do you believe in that? The no harm, no foul doctrine? See, I'm kind of in that. You know, where is the violation of life, liberty, and property happening here? I don't see any, and so I don't think that there should be a ticket. But, of course, quotas depend on tickets, right? All right. Ben Carson would curtail illegal immigration. I'm going to say that again. Ben Carson would curtail illegal immigration. How, you may ask? By cutting all benefits that attract it. Now, what do you think about that? Curtail immigration. Listen carefully. By cutting all benefits that attract it. Now, I think that's one of the most common sense things I've heard on the campaign trail. It's not full of rhetoric and crazy talk like Donald Trump's talk. It's not full of anger or hatred. But it's like, hey, you want to reduce immigration to America? Cut all benefits that attract it. You don't give people free anchor baby status, free hospitals, a free government school, free food, free housing, free medical care, free. You don't do that. So Ben Carson says he wants to cut all benefits that would attract an illegal. And I think that's where it starts. That's one of the key components that I've mentioned plenty of times. Where's Donald Trump to admit that sound advice, huh? Trump promises to deport refugees He calls them a possible Trojan horse. Now, Donald Trump has a valid point, ladies and gentlemen. He really does. Could they be a Trojan horse? Yes, they could. And how do you deal with this balance of when are refugees innocent? When do we follow the Savior's admonition to feed the hungry and clothe the naked? But when are we being played for suckers where these refugees are nothing but Trojan horses for terrorism? It's a very difficult battle. It's a very difficult battle indeed. Okay? How do we deal with this? And that's kind of the problem. We don't know the good answers. But I would submit to you this. What we need to do is slow down the flow of refugees. What we need to do is not just let America open up its doors because we feel bad. What we need to do is intelligently attack this. And you say, well, how do we do that, Sam? Well, you know what? I've always been willing to put my money where my mouth is when it comes to my ideas and opinions and solutions to problems. So let's talk about the solutions. You don't just open up your door because you feel so sorry for the refugees. It's kind of like if I want to follow the Savior's admonition to clothe the naked and feed the hungry. You know, if I took that too literally, I'd be broke in less than 5 seconds and I couldn't help anybody anymore. I'd just open up my bank account, sell my house, take all my money, and in less than a day, if I really put my money to it, it would be gone. And then I wouldn't be able to help anybody anymore. How about a better approach to say, I can't do that. It would be nice if I could. It would be nice if I had the wealth that I could really care for the needy, truly care for my fellow men. But I can't. I have limited resources. And because I have limited resources, it's up to me to do so, well, in my humble opinion, by praying for God's guidance. Who should I help? When should I help them? How should I help them? And how do I not squander my own resources or destroy my ability to help by lack of reason? And so I look at it and I say, I help people. My wife and I even go on dates sometimes and we look around in a restaurant, we see somebody that needs help and we call the waiter over and we whisper, hey, see those people over there? Give me their check. We'll pay their bill too. And then we sit there and pretend, well, we just sit there and watch them. We're anonymous at this point. We watch them when they find out that they're ready to pay their bill and it's already been paid. Have a great day. We do our best to help people. We really do. We donate to our church, which has one of the greatest humanitarian efforts in the world. That is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, nicknamed the Mormons. No doubt, I'm part of that. I'm not trying to take credit or telling you that I'm awesome. I bring this all up to tell you that I do my very best to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, care for those who stand in need of care and comfort, okay? But I can't do it all by myself, and I can't just do it willy-nilly or absolutely or in its totality. I'd go broke in 2 seconds. Well, the same principle applies to the immigration discussion. How do we vet those refugees? How do we find out who really is the most innocent and needs the most help? There's ways to do that, folks. You could put humanitarian / nonprofit / charitable organizations on the ground. There are ways to vet these people and find out who they really are. And there's a way for us to handle it, a very slow trickle as we can vet them of people. In the meantime, though, it's better to keep them where they are and find a way to create peace in their lands. How do you do that? I would submit to you that keeping the commandments of God is the best way people are going to gain protection. And you'd say, Sam, how does that stop a gun or a knife from killing somebody? Well, in a literal sense, maybe it doesn't. But I know this, we're promised in the scriptures over and over and over and over, if we keep God's commandments, he will heal us, he'll protect us. So I would submit to you that it starts with teaching them religion. It starts with providing humanitarian service in their country, where they are. It starts with stopping terrorism around the world. And when ISIS was created by the United States government and other, quote, allies, it's pretty hard, folks, to run around and act like we have a serious crisis on our hands. What is the solution? To stop government from carrying out terror and creating terrorist organizations. To get out of Syria and prevent the blowback. That's where it starts. Okay? Trump promises to deport refugees, calls them a Trojan horse. That's not the answer. How do you provide humanitarian aid? And the answer is the private sector. Governments need to get out of it. All right. Mitt Romney slams Obama, warns of ISIS attack in the United States. I'm going to say it again. Romney slams Obama, warns of ISIS attack in the United States. I pray we don't have an ISIS attack here. But with the way we meddle in other countries, it's very likely. For example, Utah congressional members are not willing to rule out U.S. ground troops in Syria. So, you know what? The Republicans are a lot more hawkish. Even Barack Obama says we don't want ground troops there. But the United States, Utah delegation, Utah congressional members say we're not going to rule out U.S. ground troops in Syria. The White House says we absolutely agree that the Paris attacks were an act of war. Well, sad to say the president doesn't understand the Constitution. The president doesn't determine what an act of war is or not. The Congress is the one that deals with the War Powers Act in America. And you know what? Was it a hostile act? Absolutely. But who committed it? See, while Barack and the White House are telling you that we agree that the terrorist attacks in Paris were an act of war, remember ISIS admitted they did the attacks. And ISIS was created by the United States. So that means the United States was involved in an act of terror, an act of war? I'd like Barack to answer that. Now, I'll give you an example to where we got this psychotic idea that we run around and we fund war, promote, and then we're sad when war takes its horrible toll. The United States approves $1.3 billion in sales of smart bombs to Saudi Arabia. $1.3 billion of smart bombs. That means we're going to give $1.3 billion in smart bombs to Saudi Arabia. Russia Today had the story. I want to talk about that for a second. Hang tight, okay?
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right? And he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him. And believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test, free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, Sam, on your radio. U.S. approves $1.3 billion in sale of smart bombs to Saudi Arabia, Russia Today. So, you know what? We're making big money on war, aren't we? We get $1.3 billion as we sell smart bombs to Saudi Arabia. But, folks, I'm going to just put your memory back to the 90s when 9/11 happened. Ron Paul was a congressman at the time, and he pointed out, nobody even argued with him. They admitted it was true that most of the attackers in 9/11 were from Saudi Arabia. And now, 20 years later, we're going to go ahead and approve $1.3 billion of sales of smart bombs to Saudi Arabia. Are you kidding me? And we hear about it from Russia Today? Wow. Then the White House says we absolutely agree that the Paris attacks were a act of war. Okay. Weapons, by the way, while we're selling $1.3 billion in smart bombs to Saudi Arabia, weapons were stolen from an army base. It's an Army Reserve Center in, town? Worcester, Massachusetts. Weapons were stolen from an Army Reserve building in Worcester, Massachusetts, the FBI now says. We can't even keep track of our own weapons. We sell literally billions of dollars of weapons to Saudi Arabia. And then when the world becomes unstable, we think we have to intervene everywhere. For example, ISIS just threatened to attack Washington. I'm talking about Washington, D.C. in a new video. ISIS threatens to attack Washington in new video. So now our own creation is threatening to attack us. Saddam Hussein, Osama bin Laden, some of these people were our friends. We funded them as rebels against dictators of yesteryear. And then they become the dictator of now. To threaten your sons and daughters who go to serve in unconstitutional, immoral, unjust wars. What are we doing, folks? Marco Rubio doesn't understand why Hillary won't use the term radical Islam. I'm going to say it again. Marco Rubio doesn't understand why Hillary won't use the term radical Islam. And I would then say to Marco Rubio, I'm not defending Clinton in any way, but I want to ask you a question. What is radical Islam? And you would say, well, Sam, most Islamic people are good people. And there's some of them, though, that take their religious, you know, Quran teachings and they take them in the extreme, and they're violent and they're hostile. And it's been that way for thousands of years, Sam. Come on. Don't you have a clue? I would say, yeah, I know some people say that. And others say that Islam as a whole is a violent religion. And anybody involved in Islam is evil, is the great Satan, is the enemy. And man, there's no way you can be part of Islam without being violent, extreme, terrorist, jihadi, if you will. And that's kind of the rub. Where do you stand on Islam? Is it a big threat? My question to you is this. How come it wasn't the huge threat in America? Listen carefully to my question. How come Islam was not a huge threat to America from, say, 1775 to, say, the year 1990? And then how come now it's become such a massive threat? And then we say, you know what, it's been a threat for thousands of years. And they've been fighting over there, and it's been a wasteland of confusion and war forever. Well, the answer clearly lies in the doctrine the CIA talked about that Ron Paul articulated on the campaign stage back in 2008, 2012, where he said, hey, this is blowback. Do you know about the blowback principle, people? That is, if you interfere in somebody's interactions for long enough, they'll get sick of it and attack you. You got two rival gangs on the streets, and they're fighting, and they got a bloodbath going on. They're stabbing each other out in the middle of the street, right? And then all of a sudden, I decide I'm going to intervene to stop this or to take sides or to maybe I'll give some people some knives and some guns so they can up the ante in the war. And then maybe I'll, pretty soon, they're looking at me. So Marco Rubio, I don't care whether you use the whether Hillary Clinton or you or anybody else uses the term radical Islam. What I want to say to you is, why were we not a target for Islam from 1775 to 2000 or 1990? And then all of a sudden now we're a huge, huge looming target for terrorists. Why? What's the difference? I submit to you the blowback principle is at the heart of it all. From getting involved in breaching sovereignty to the weapons being stolen. We don't even know where the weapons are. To approving $1.3 billion to fund Smart Bomb to Saudi Arabia. We fund Israel. We fund Saudi Arabia. We funded Saddam Hussein before we took him down. We funded Osama bin Laden before we took him down. We're in over 130 plus nations, militarily speaking. And then we run around completely ignorant and go, I don't understand why Hillary won't use the term radical Islam. Who cares? Marco Rubio, why do you believe such a hawkish solution is the answer when the greatest general in American history, George Washington, had a humble foreign policy? You don't believe me? Go read his, what's that address called? His inaugural address? All right, go read what George Washington had to say. Okay, believe it or not, George Washington had the humble foreign policy. Marco Rubio has a belligerent hawk. In fact, I don't even hardly know the difference between Marco Rubio's foreign policy and Hillary's, except for one will say Islamic, radical Islam, and the other one won't. Other than that, they have pretty much the same ideology, the same agenda. They're both hawkish. They both want to go to war. They both believe interfering in the affairs of sovereign nations is the answer. I say they're all crazy. When are we going to follow the Prince of Peace and have less war? I mean, the French are over there bombing Syria now. The Russians are in Syria. We're in Syria. Everybody, okay, what are we doing? Even if there is violence in that country, why are we in the middle of it all, huh? Don't worry, though. It's going to be okay because I guess Mitt Romney, even though Mitt Romney is slamming Barack Obama, warning of ISIS attack in the U.S., I don't know what Mitt Romney would do except for to go belligerent. What would he do? Push for ground troops? U.S. House representatives in Utah or Utah congressional members are not ruling out ground troops in Syria either. ISIS thinking about attacking Washington. Stated in new video. Marco Rubio doesn't understand why Hillary won't use radical Islam term. But I submit to you that thank heavens Mitt Romney's not running for president. But the question really becomes, is he really running for president? Is he waiting to jump into the last second and see what kind of, what do you call it, groundswell he can garner? All right, looks like rising That's Ted Cruz is rising. They say rival campaigns are fearing. They're starting to fear Ted Cruz. Rival campaigns are starting to fear Ted Cruz. Now people are saying Ted could be the real deal. Ted could win the nomination. Now, they said that about Trump and Ted now, that, man, shockingly so. We didn't think so, but, man, looks like Trump or Cruz could win the nomination. Now, it was brought up to Donald Trump about Ted Cruz's surge in the polls. And Donald said, hey, might have to attack Ted Cruz. I haven't had to in the past because he's not been a real threat, but man, I might have to take off the gloves and attack Cruz. In the past, we've been very cordial. What's the difference? All right, Ted Cruz gaining. I don't think Ted Cruz is constitutionally qualified to be president. It's the problem. But see, most even constitutionalists ignore me and say, you don't even know, Sam. Don't worry about it. It's all good. Right? Ted Cruz is better than most. He's more conservative. He's got a better conservative track record than most. Who's got a better conservative track record, Ted Cruz or Rand Paul? Nobody else on the stage has a conservative record at all that I can see. Wow. Crazy. Right? Donald Trump has been very kind to Ted Cruz. But Ted Cruz has been very kind. In fact, Ted Cruz has been the most kind person on the campaign stage and trail to date for this election cycle. So where's that going to go? All right, there's a blind teacher in the news. They say he was a little too sexual, a little too involved in alcohol. I'm going to say it again. Blind teacher. Sexual, alcohol, parents, all in the mix. I'll kick that off at the start of the next hour. Hang tight for details. Kurt, hanging out with his family. Sam, holding down the fort. Thanks for listening. You want to turn your phone into a radio? Smile and dial. 712-432-5339. That's 712-432-5339. LibertyRoundtable.com. Live and on-demand radio at your fingertips, absolutely free. Click on Help Us Grow to donate and get involved today. After all, we the people can and will restore our grand old republic. This nation shall endure.